If you are feeling that nudge inside of you, telling you that you are meant for something more, or that life is not meant to be this massive slugfest, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Breaking Free with Lindsay podcast. I am Lindsay, and I am so glad you're here, because here we talk about breaking free from what we quote unquote should be doing, or from how we're told it needs to be done, so we can follow that whisper inside of us that is really calling us forward, that is pulling us forward to be our most authentic self and live the life that is on our heart. So this is all about shedding those fears, the limiting beliefs, the expectations that have been placed on you by society, your family, yourself, everything that is holding us back, and really living this free and beautiful life that we are meant to live. So if you are enjoying this podcast, please leave a 5-star review. It would really help me out and it would help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's episode. I want to talk to you today about the importance of dreaming, because this keeps coming up in so many conversations I'm having lately. And I want to share this story with you, because if you're feeling stuck, defeated, hopeless, like it's pointless to dream, I want you to know that you are not alone. And I have felt that too. Now, close to 2 years ago, I was in a very defeated state. I had lost all of my inspiration and motivation in my parenting business. So that was sort of floundering or half dead. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was homeschooling my kids. I had this really beautiful life with them. And I was also breaking up with my husband at the time. So all of a sudden, I needed to make an income. It was no longer just, you know, a luxury to be making money. So my financial future didn't feel very bright. I had no idea what I wanted to do for work. I knew I did not want to go back to the career that I had done before. That felt very soul-sucking to me. I knew I did not want to put my kids back in school. I didn't know how to make money in a way and enough to support myself while still homeschooling them. And I felt really, really lost and unsure of what to do and where my life was headed. And I reached out to a psychic friend of mine and I asked for a reading. And what she told me during that conversation changed everything. And I'm not just saying this to be dramatic, it changed everything. She told me that I needed to start dreaming of traveling again. Now, I had done a lot of traveling prior to having kids. And with kids, and my husband went back to university like for 5 years as we were having kids. So money was tight. And traveling didn't, it just sort of fell by the wayside in terms of time and money. And I stopped dreaming about travel, which is so weird to think about, because I always had like, I'm going here next. And I had this list of so many places I wanted to visit. But during that time, there was like, if someone asked me where, like what was on my list of places to go next, I would have given them a blank stare. Like I had just shut that part off of me. So she said, start dreaming of travel in particular. And while we were on the phone during that conversation, she sent me some pictures, and I wish I could describe to you in words what those pictures meant to me. It was like she had just reached into my heart or into my soul and put it in a picture or in a few pictures. And it was like that. Those pictures woke something up inside of me that had just been lying dormant for years. And it was also like my inspiration and motivation came back just because of those pictures. Like I can't even describe this to you in the way that it lit me up again. And so I started dreaming. I imagined traveling again. I had no idea where I wanted to go. And to be clear, at this point, like I still had no idea how this would ever, maybe not ever be possible, but it felt like such an impossibility because I had no money. I was soon to have no home. My life was seemingly in shambles. And yet I started dreaming of traveling again. I started dreaming of traveling with my kids. I started dreaming of this fun life I wanted to create with my kids. And less than six months later, I was boarding a plane with my kids, setting off on a 3-month adventure with them, followed by another 2 months by myself. So 5 months of travel. I was boarding that plane 6 months after. It felt impossible. Now, at the time, I still had no idea what I would do for income, but I walked towards what I wanted anyways, even if I didn't have all of the pieces figured out. I felt like I was capable and smart enough to figure it out as I went, and worst case scenario, I could just come back and get a job and do all the things. Like, I knew I was not going to completely fall on my face, but I started to walk towards where I wanted to go. And along the way, I asked everyone I met who were expats and traveling for extended periods of time what they were doing for money. And I got ideas. I listened to how they were piecing it together with part-time jobs or building an online business or just living off of the income from the sale of their house in Canada or the US, and how they were just sort of downsizing their cost of living and investing and all of these different ideas. And along the way, I was introduced to high-ticket affiliate marketing. And at that time, I had zero interest in doing anything remotely similar to high ticket affiliate marketing, network marketing, anything in that space. And I can look back now in hindsight, because I never believed that I would be capable of earning money in that type of business. But as I did a lot of internal work, as I traveled, I did a lot of soul searching, I did a lot of looking at my beliefs and my programmings and my fears and my wounds, and spending so much time going inward and healing. And it was funny, because like when I got back from my first 2 months in Bali and people were asking me about what did you do, what did you see, I pretty much saw nothing. Now, I did see some things, but it was so much of an internal journey for me. I was going to meditation classes, yoga classes, seeing different healers, attending channeling sessions for divine guidance. It was an inward trip. And 1 year later, I am now living in Bali with my kids. That wasn't on my radar when I was having that conversation with my psychic friend. Not on my radar, even with my first trip to Bali. I had zero intention of moving here. And now I'm living here with my kids. They attend a cute little jungle school, about 30 kids, and they're just like, it's that school just fills my heart. It aligns so much with our values in a way that the public education system in where I'm from could never. So we are living, I am living my dream less than 2 years after that time of feeling like it was impossible to travel and it was hopeless and pointless to even dream about traveling. And when you think about 2 years, sometimes 2 years feels like an eternity. But if you imagine where you are stuck right now, and what if you allow yourself to start dreaming that big dream and it coming to fruition in less than 2 years, or it even starts to unfold in less than 6 months, it's worth dreaming about, isn't it? It's worth dreaming about. And, you know, I still don't have all of the pieces figured out. I'm still not making enough money to fully support myself, but the momentum is gaining in my business, and I can see it and I can feel it, and it still feels so aligned. And 6 months from now, I have no idea where I will be living, whether I will be coming back to Bali, but because I still have joint custody of my kids and their father is still in Canada, so we're still figuring it out. So your dreams can come true, and life is never fully figured out. It's never complete. It's never perfect. There will always be the next dream. There will always be something that comes up unexpectedly, a turn, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It can just be the meandering way life takes you. But I want you to know that your dreams can come true. They absolutely can come true. And I feel like I am living proof of that. And I have talked to so many of you lately who have reached out wanting to start a business, wanting to get your kids out of the public school system, wanting to build your dream home, wanting to homeschool without feeling the financial pressure of that. You want to travel full time with your kids. You have so many beautiful dreams, but you're discouraged. You're discouraged when you see the price tag of starting a business or the time that it'll take, or you wonder if you have what it takes to be successful in a business or to actually create this life that feels so impossible and out of reach. And you sit there discouraged and defeated, and you go back to hiding and playing small and staying stuck, and you don't allow yourself to dream because those dreams feel impossible. So you dim that desire. So you no longer have this burning desire. You have this desire that you can barely see through the darkness of your own thoughts and beliefs. But I'm here to tell you that regardless of where you are in that journey and how impossible things feel right now, dream. Allow yourself to dream. Even if it's just in your imagination, even if it's just a happy place to retreat to when you're feeling really down and stuck, allow that to be your happy place. Live in that bubble of your dreams without any attachment to getting it, because it already feels impossible to you, right? It already feels like it's something out of your reach. So you're already not worried about getting there. So allow yourself to dream without being worried or attached to getting there. Just allow yourself the happiness of your own thoughts and imagination and that bubble of a dream. Allow that to bring you some brightness in the darkness. Allow that to be a happy place that you retreat to for a few moments. Allow that to just be this feeling of joy within you. Because you never know when your life is going to change, but I can tell you that it will not change unless you start dreaming of how you want it to change. So start dreaming. Before you go, I want to share one quick thing with you that is changing my life. If you're like me and you want more quality time with your family, or you're realizing that your current salary isn't quite giving you as much wiggle room as it used to, or you want to educate your kids outside of the system without it having huge financial impacts on your family, then I would love to share what I am doing to earn money, because money equals choice. I have a free webinar that talks about the high-ticket affiliate marketing business that I'm in, which is a business that, when done right, is one that can give you massive amounts of time and financial freedom. So if this at all intrigues you, head over to breakingfreewithlindsay.com/learn to learn more. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening.